today. Yo,
and what's up? We're back in your life. It's your boy James Abrams, from my host, co-host, brother, partner, friend,
confidant.
He's the conspiracy to my theory.
He's
a conspiracy to my theory. Chad, right, this Abraham. Okay. And today we got a special guest.
Very special guest.
She's used to making men scream.
Whoa.
She does tattoos, y'all. She does tattoos. And you call her Butter. All right. So let's give it up for Butter. Yeah. Woo! I think we got the applause. Yeah. The applause effect.
Yeah. See, in a really big production show, we wouldn't be the one hitting the button.
Hitting the button, though. You know what I'm saying?
We are, though, bro.
I know. Right. Because I told y'all, again, nobody's giving you a better podcast on a cheaper budget than us.
We're the Dollar Tree version of
Period.com podcast.
Oh, yeah.
.com, man. So, Chad, it's been a pretty good weekend in Cleveland.
It's been a great weekend so far.
The Browns beat the dog snot out of the Steelers yesterday.
Out of your Steelers. Let's be clear.
I am a closet Steelers fan. But to my defense, when I became a Steelers fan, it wasn't popular, and I had to.
When wasn't it popular?
It wasn't popular. So the Steelers.
Are you 60 years old?
No. The Steelers weren't winning like that. They weren't winning Super Bowls or anything when I became a Super Bowl fan.
Give me a year.
Like, 90. When the Rams traded Jerome Bettis to the Steelers, that's when I became a fan.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll give you that.
Let me tell you why. Because I was a fat kid who had aspirations of playing running back. Mm. And seeing Jerome Bettis being a fat running back.
He's a fat man.
Yeah. That gave me hope that one day I can be a fat running back. I was like, yes, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't see that.
I remember him more for his Rogaine commercials.
Yeah, he has some good.
He always had like the perfect beard.
Oh, beard was always on.
Always, always lined
and
up.
His afro was always like.
Or it was a Beijing commercial.
It was so perfect.
He was like the Steve Harvey of the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. He played for a long time. I mean, do you know he's like top 10 rushers of all time?
I believe it.
Yeah, he's top 10.
He's a bruiser.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
He's a bruiser. Yeah, it was a big weekend though.
Enough about me. Yeah, yes.
Still celebrating.
I'm sure they need to stop and get focused and get ready because they have the best team in the NFL. They have to face.
Yeah, they do.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they do.
So, but that was major though, man. To kind of see, and somebody brought up a good point on radio today. They were saying if Baker wins a Super Bowl, he might be bigger in Cleveland than LeBron James.
I think
Cleveland being such a football town, it's a possibility.
I'm gonna say this: the Cleveland fan base, if it was a thing to trade in a championship for another one, in a heartbeat,
they would
trade in either the Cavs or even the Indians winning a World Series for a Super Bowl in your lifetime. I think the majority of the Cleveland fan base would do that. Without even thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm very
excited. I'm not.
You know what? Even though I'm a closet Steelers fan, I'm happy. I'm not like a hater.
You can't be a closet fan.
But I don't.
And say you're. That's like. You don't say it.
Okay. Well, I didn't have to say it.
You said it, so you are a fan.
Okay, so I'm a fan. But I'm not really a fan of any. I'm not really a fan of any team, though, because I feel like when the Steelers play shitty, I'm like, they're playing shitty. I feel like the Browns play shitty, I'm like, they're playing shitty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that, like, I respect good ball. Like, right now, I think the Bills are hot. I think the Bills are like, one of the best teams in the NFL.
The Bills should have lost to my Colts, man. They should have. The Colts blew that game.
Let me tell
you
something. I knew they were going to blow the game.
No, you didn't.
I did. Let me tell you how I knew. I knew it because Phillip Rivers played.
When
Phillip Rivers went under center, I was like, oh, they're going to blow this game. It wasn't even
a
question.
Phillip Rivers is, he's old.
He's old. All these guys are old.
Yeah,
but you know what? I was thinking about that. Like, you got all these old quarterbacks, but you know what it is? They're so protected now. They're so protected. Like, you can barely touch them.
Yeah, because these are the faces of the franchise. So you want to. You can't. I mean, the NBA is the same way. You know, that's why people say the league got softer when it's not the players' fault. It's the guys with the money. They don't want their guys getting hurt because they're trying to protect their franchise. And, you know, I get it.
I do too.
I get it.
Absolutely. So
I'm really happy about Butter being here.
All right.
Because you do good artwork. You're a tattoo artist. I have some of your art on my body, which I'm very proud of. It's funny. So I got the...
Did you scream?
No, it was... Let me tell you something.
He was chill.
It was the smoothest... I'm not just saying that because you're here. Smoothest, easiest, most enjoyable tattoo I've ever had. I almost didn't think it was on my leg because it was so... There wasn't as much pressure as I was used to.
Yeah.
And she even called me on it. She was like... You've never gotten tattooed by a female before. I'm like, no. Yeah. She's like, because guys, they put more pressure.
Yeah. I don't want to say dig. More heavy-handed than the females, like starting off, so. Mm.
And, okay, so what, like, I'm always curious about this when it comes to tattoo artists. What was it that, like, put you over the edge, like, yes, this is what I want to do? Or was it like a, I don't know, just kind of fell in your lap?
Kind of both. I was always looking for like the perfect like avenue of art since I was doing it like my entire life. I was on airbrush tattoos and my kids was like, put it on me, and that's what, you know, it got it, that's what got that started. So everybody kept saying like, do you do real ones? And I was like, you know what, I will. And then seen that movie. What year did Biker Boys come out?
With
Derek Luke.
When Biker Boys came out.
That'd be like 2002.
And the chick on there was a tattoo artist. She was in the house, and I was like, yo, she's so dope. I'm going to be like that.
Okay.
2003.
See, yeah, I was close.
Yeah, when I saw that, and then I was doing the airbrush tattoos for a while, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I just didn't know how to go about it. But the way it, like, fell together was, like, perfect in line, perfect timing, everything, so.
Yeah, so, like, what, you know, one of the things that we talk about, obviously, is fashion, right, and fitness. And I'm always looking at, when I see a game, especially basketball, football, too, I'm always curious about the athletes, their different artwork on their body.
The tattoos, yeah.
Yeah, because they stick out.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You can see guys, you could tell when a guy got inked up as soon as they got paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you could tell the guys that were like, yeah, he probably had a lot of stuff done in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still have some bad work on people. It gets filtered out with, like, all the newer stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got some pretty crappy work on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need some more tattoos.
James, you got tattoos.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want any skin to show on my arms. I want it to be completely covered up.
On your arms?
Yeah, my arms.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's possible?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah. I've been thinking about a neck thing, but I just can't do it. I can't pull the trigger on the neck.
I'd say move my arms up first and get the feel for it.
Yeah. Like I was thinking about my neck and hand. Hand.
I've thought about the hand.
Yeah, I've definitely thought about the hand.
Well, you can move down now.
Yeah, just move this on down.
You can totally finish.
You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like I can just move on.
I feel like if I do that, I've crossed the barrier of no return.
Yeah.
Well,
you already got your job now. They can't fire you.
Yeah, but like this.
Boys, you might want to get another
might
job.
Might be another job, yeah, right? Let's try not to say too much on here.
True. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have a tattoo you regret?
Yeah.
What's her name?
No,
most of the time.
No, it's not that.
I'm just kidding. No,
it's not that. It's so I have a cross on my arm, but I got it. It was like my first tattoo. You know what I'm saying? So like, So like, it got this cross. I got like this angel up here, and it's cool, but it's not. I don't know. I just know I would have did something a little different. And my other tattoo is a tiger and some football pads. Which is cool because it's symbolic. Oh. It represents, you know what I'm saying, heights. Like, most heights athletes have some type of tiger on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like Ohio State guys having the O.
Oh, yeah. So
see, like, I never knew what that was. I always wanted to know what that was on your arm.
A tiger.
I never knew what it was.
Yeah, tiger and some football pads. It's actually, like, Bo Jackson's body. But, like,
Who came up with that?
Jimmy. Yeah. This is a long time ago. This was when he was doing tattoos and painting nails at the same time, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At the shop.
Yeah.
Wonder if it was wires that ever get crossed. Like, no, man, I want my tattoo.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think I really have a regret. This is something I think this can be modified or touched up a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? It can be done better, especially now. But yeah.
They'll cover it.
Yeah, I was in Atlanta this past weekend. I saw a lot of bad tattoos.
Yeah,
it was bad. Especially we went out.
It's sad.
I would say you gotta have I'm sure like a different perspective, like because that's just what you do.
Yeah.
So when you see it, I'm sure you know, it's like when you drive a certain car, you notice those cars all the time.
Exactly. Yep.
So like I'm sure you're looking and like, how does that, like, man, that's bad. Like, I should have did that.
You catch yourself staring all the time because it's like, you'll look and I'll be looking at somebody and I'll just be looking at their tattoos. I wonder where they got that from. Or that's dope. Oh my God, that's so terrible. I wonder, like, I can do that way better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you catch yourself staring a lot of times, admiring some stuff, wishing you can help some people.
Have you ever had a decline a tattoo?
Many times.
Wow.
Many times. So many different reasons. Sometimes it's like they're so all over the place, you know it's going to be a regrettable tattoo. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I'm not going to do that. Like, they just came in and just wanted something. And when you can't convince them and they're flip-floppy, you're just like, why don't you just wait. You're ready? Sometimes it's a bad situation, period. Like, you know, we deal with stuff like sex trafficking and...
Mm.
You know, just weird stuff, and sometimes you gotta be like, "Nah, I'm not rocking."
Question though, is it easier to tat someone that's muscular or someone that's chubby?
It depends where.
Yeah.
It depends where. Muscular, I like a lot of times because it's tight and it's so smooth. The canvas, it's easier to just stretch because you don't have to do much stretching.
Okay.
So it just rolls over, but sometimes it gets too muscular.
That's why my quad was so easy to tattoo.
You do have very nice legs. You do.
Thanks.
Yeah, you do have very nice legs.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always like, dang, you got some nice quads with a little teardrop on your knee.
Make a dope picture though. It was perfect.
I'll give you your props. What's that wrong?
Thanks,
what's
bro.
Not wrong with that?
Hey, like, my son has really cut up arms and he's slim.
Yeah.
So I tried to lay it down and it kind of like, there's no moving it. You can't flatten it. Like, it's just strictly muscle. So sometimes it's
I would think a really skinny person with not a lot of like body fat would be
hard. Or
sometimes
easy.
It depends what they're getting and where. Because it's like, it's hard to lay it and they're so tiny, it's like awkward. And sometimes larger people that are not so much in shape, you got to stretch it and it's weird and it's soft and.
Yeah.
The reaction's a little bit different. It's like kind of mushy. So you're like, well.
I went to high school with a guy who, you know, he's like 6'4", 6'5". He had, you know, I was a freshman. So anyone who had a tattoo was like, oh, you got a tattoo. It didn't matter what it was. And he had a basketball, just a regular basketball on his arm. And then like I saw him a few years later, it looked like a ping pong ball. You know, I was like, oh, okay. It wasn't.
So it was, that's strange. That's strange because, you know, with my tattoos, I feel like they grew with me. Like cause my arms used to be smaller, like much smaller. But as I gained muscle, my tattoos like grew.
Yeah,
with
like
me.
Where were they though? They're here.
Yeah, like here. Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
But you know, your body shifts. So like, if a chick gets a leg on her thigh, that's gonna be like lopsided because we don't exactly grow like your arms do.
Mm.
So. Yeah, it can start to look a little weird.
So do you have, when it comes to ink, do you have like any like do's or don'ts when it comes to like a client walks in? Do you have any like off top, like these are my do's, these are my don'ts, or these are my red flags? Do you have anything like that?
The weirdos.
I was about to.
It is some weirdos and you're just kind of like, some artists out there, they'll do anything.
Okay.
You hand them some money, let's roll. Yeah. I don't care what your idea is. It doesn't matter. You could put boobs on my eyeball. It's like, I'll just do it. But, they literally do weird stuff like that. But sometimes it's just weird stuff where you're like, it's questionable and you don't want to be involved in it. You're just like, nah, I'm straight. But
you mentioned it's like sex trafficking earlier. Like, how do you know it's some type of sex trafficking if she wants to write like,
I didn't really get that exactly.
So okay, so we had a class and they taught us on how to spot possibilities.
Okay,
like if someone's being trafficked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone being trafficked, like it's all their whole demeanor. It's a lot of times they come with someone. They're trying to get certain symbols or names. and Daddy's they're girl. Very like they're very adamant about it. They won't change it. You can't persuade them because, like, let's say you want to get your name, and you like put it right here, and we're like, well, that's not going to look manly. How about we try to change this font? But they're really adamant about how it is. More likely they're with someone, and they kind of watch over them, and you know they're directed on them on how to do it or whatever. They, you know, it's just sometimes you can't change their mind. You know, they have that jailhouse kind of mentality where they're like locked in on what they want to do. So you got to kind of just watch their behaviors and their reasoning and what exactly they're getting. Sometimes you could be wrong, but a lot of times you kind of spot it. Like weird situations.
What would you get on your neck?
Me?
Yeah.
Don't say a rose.
No, I would want to get like a, something like with some wings coming up, like that.
So that the wings are like...
Yeah, look on the side.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
That's what I ask. That's why. What does it mean? Like, what do you... Why?
I think it would look good on my neck.
Wings. Yeah. So no particular reason. Yeah, we would talk about that longer.
Yeah. And like I said, I can't put a sugar on that. I can't put a sugar on that, so I'm not really that.
That's definitely the one I'd be like, let's go sit on the couch and talk about this.
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, that's why I'm not even like pressed. I'm not even pressed.
Do you have any athletes that you like, or just maybe just celebrities in general who like you really like their artwork or like, yeah, that I like what they got going on?
Any artist, any athlete? I'll have to see it, bro. But I had a question for you. Like, what's the weirdest, speaking of weirdos, what's the weirdest reaction you ever got from someone? Like what did they do? Like, did someone, like, start crying? They start shaking? Like, did someone, like, have an orgasm?
Anybody like, take a shit on themselves?
Yeah, anything like that.
Shit on themselves. I had, it was actually all of the above except for the shitting.
So someone had an orgasm on you?
No, they didn't. I know someone who did someone and they had one while
what?
Wait.
But
wait, run that back.
As they get, you know, they get them really close to their parts. And,
oh yeah.
You know, it's like it's and they can't help it. But I've had someone cry. I've had someone pass out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think he was on drugs or something though. But
dang,
kind of passed out. But I had someone cry. I had someone. She's taking medicine and she kept jumping in there,
throwing
herself on him. And I was like, yo, if I stab myself, it's not going to be good.
Was that their first ink?
Was it her first? I think it was, or she might have had one small one. But she was really quiet. And I was like, yo, are you crying?
Are you being salty?
Like, she, like, her face is, like, filled with tears. She was like, yeah, she's really crying, like, real tears.
Are you getting a lot of first-time inkers in your chair?
Yeah, I do.
Every age,
like, from the starting age of 14 to, like, 70.
Mm. That's kind of cool.
That's
the
cool.
14-year-old, like, one of our friends, his son, told me he wanted to get a tattoo. I'm like, bro, I thought you were like 8. He's like, no, I'm like 14. I'm like, dang, I'm slow.
I fell for it. I had a strict rule with my kids. Like, nah, not till you go to college. Then it was like, turn 18. Then it was like, all right, you're an athlete. Let's do it.
Ma, you got tattoos.
I fell for it. Yeah, all my kids have them. Their friends have them. So it was like, how are you going to be like that mom?
Yeah,
your kid I fell for it.
That's how me and my friends got our tattoos. I was like, Brandon's mom says it's okay if him to get a tattoo. If you say it's okay for me to get a tattoo, you know what I'm saying?
You played your cards.
We played that little game, and then we ended up getting tattoos.
My youngest has one. He's 13. I know. Oh, wow. Not mom of the year.
Yeah.
Who did it?
Me.
Oh, you are mom of the year. You're mom of the year. You did it?
I did it.
Charter.
What is it?
It's his Virgo sign with the Basquiat crown.
Okay.
Because it fits him. He's like one of those, you know, genius kids. So, yeah.
How'd he take it? Like a champ?
Not at first. Okay. He was about to be one of the criers. And then he kind of calmed down. I have my little method with the little spray and stuff like that.
Yeah, this spray that I heard about, I've never had this spray done before.
No, you didn't need it.
I'm telling you, it felt like I didn't think it was going to show. I'm like, there's no way this is hard enough. And then after it healed up, I'm like, wow. what's up with this other stuff I've got? Like, everything has felt like it's been dug into my arm. Yeah, dug into your skin. You know?
I move very slow. So that's, you know, that sometimes, you know, moving slow is just the same as someone going, like, really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Working it good.
Yeah, we should have had you work.
So it's moving slow is the same as somebody going really hard and working it good. Quote from Butter.
Right, right. I mean, and that's good for the episode.
This episode just took a turn.
Respect the technique.
You know what I'm saying? It took a turn.
Respect the technique.
This episode just took a turn.
You got to be BET After Dark. Hey, speaking of BET After Dark, did you ever watch it and then feel bad because on Saturday night, Peter Popoff would come on and start healing people?
Oh, the gospel side? Right. No, I never felt bad about that because I never trusted or believed anything.
He was the worst. Yeah. He was the worst. I saw him jab an old woman's cane across the stage.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, terrible.
They still have those. Come on, I've woken up to a few. It's weird.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a trance.
Yeah.
Or like maybe like it's Judgment Day.
All right, we got to take a little break. Let's go.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes that's true.
Okay, so why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. And let's go. So while you're watching late night church TV, Chad.
What are you doing? Push-ups?
No, I probably will sleep because I went to bed early. I've been going to bed early since I can remember.
So you, okay, so being an athlete, going to sleep early, you missed games, all the big games.
No, I didn't.
How did you miss all those games?
What do you call early?
10 o'clock.
10 p.m. James goes to bed single digits still.
Nine. Now, yeah. The older I get, the more it pushes up.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be 10, 11. Now it's
You're going
to
be the guy that goes to bed right after dinner.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I get up at 4.
Okay. Well, yeah. You're tired.
Yeah. I get up at 4 a.m. Sometimes I get up at like 3:30.
Yeah. That's not going to work. I pop up at 3:30. It's not on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, I love getting up that early.
I actually respect that, though. I heard Mark Wahlberg on an interview recently. You know, he's such a big Boston, New England fan. And they asked him about his fandom. And he's like, he doesn't really watch any games because he goes to bed by 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he's up at, 2 or 3, working out, getting stuff done for his business so that he could take his kids to school.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, and I'll watch the games or catch up the next day and highlights.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a notion that you don't want to miss out.
Right.
So, but you end up missing out on other things because you stayed up late.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself right now.
Yeah.
Because I do that.
Do better. So, Butter, you know what I'm saying? We bring people here because they're fresh and fit, you know. So, what is your fitness routine?
Well, as of recently, I fell off for about a week. But normally.
That doesn't count for fall.
That's a rest.
Okay.
That's a rest.
Yeah, I took a little short break to get some business together. But normally, I go to Omar Campbell at Limitless Chances. I go about 5 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week.
Nice.
My weekends are my break. Mm. And he kills me. Feels like I am about to play the NFL. So it feels good, though, because I feel so much better. I feel more confident. I don't know. It's just like I just walk in a room different. It makes me feel great.
Yeah, I've seen his stuff. I think I follow him Instagram. Kind of saw him pop through. And I don't really rock with too many trainers or whatever because some of them I just be like, that's BS. But I saw his workout stuff. I'm like, oh, this guy's legit. I like his stuff. I like it a lot. Kind of cross trains you guys a little bit. Throw a little weights in there, a little bit of conditioning type stuff.
Some of everything. Yeah, and it's different every day. Because I've been to different trainers. I've been to different gyms. I know a lot of personal trainers, and it's hard to choose.
Of course you do. Of course not, because all of them get tattoos.
Right. You probably know, probably know more people than we do.
Not even before that, because I was always in the fitness, even before I was tattooing, because I used to box just for the workout.
Okay.
Where were you boxing at?
I was at King's Gym.
Okay, King's, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you, like, is there any type of fitness competition that you would do, like any type of modeling or anything? Would you do anything like that?
I wanted to spar. I did it.
Oh, you want? Are you like, I want
to
beat people up.
I know. I didn't want to do it like consistently. it was something I just had to do. But I think just the workout part and seeing my body transition.
Okay. You would never pose on stage or anything like that?
No. I'll do like a photo shoot. Okay. I wouldn't do the whole stage.
Birthday ESPN bodysuit photo shoot? that's a photo shoot? Or just like...
I kind of did a similar one when I went to Puerto Rico. Okay. I was like, that's my photo shoot. I was so proud of myself. And I reached a lot of my goals. And then after that, I was like, yeah, okay, we're done.
Okay, I feel you.
James is getting stage ready.
Yeah, now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I'm going to do a bodybuilding competition in May. Yeah.
You have to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really challenging myself, so.
So you're like not eating a lot.
No, I'm eating. I was eating a lot. I had to gain weight, so I had to put on some muscle. But now I'm cutting. So now I'm not eating that much. So yeah, exactly. I'm drinking a lot of water, gallon of water a day, and just it's not fun.
Is that something you're used to? The gallon of water a day?
Yeah, not really. I try to drink a gallon of water a day, but. I used to miss it, but now I have to. You know what I'm saying? It's like I have to do it. But I'm very excited about doing this competition now. I want to challenge myself and push myself. Also, I want to be able to follow something that's strict for me and that's tough. And then that way I can better relate to my clients, you know what I'm saying, who are trying to transition well. So this is part of it. I wanted to do this, and I wanted to transform my body during this process too. So that's all I wanted to
do. I think, like, you know, we're only given one body, so why not? You know, experiment. I'm not saying try any and everything.
But try something.
But try something different. That's actually why I decided to, like, take this month and just run.
Yeah.
Because I wanted us to, you know, I'd want to get skinny one time before I die.
Yeah.
Like, skinny. Not like, oh, he looks like he's in shape, but he's got a hoodie on, so he can kind of, he can mask some things, you know. I'm good for that.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, get skinny one time. Yeah, and just run. So that's why, you know, I did doing the 100 miles this month. So,
I did 100 miles in a month, and I didn't get skinny.
Yeah, I would never do 100 miles at all. I don't think that's in my future.
Yeah, I'm hitting a wall right now. I'm like 40 in, and I'm kind of hitting a wall.
Start doing intervals. Start doing intervals. Start doing intervals, bro.
For January?
Yeah.
That's good.
Do some intervals, dog.
Yeah, I've been mixing it up. And like today, I took a rest day. Tomorrow, I'm resting. And then Wednesday, I'll be back. I'm doing all treadmill, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why you're burning out.
No pun intended. That was good, bro.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. That was a pun, though.
Oh, well.
Not intended. Thus the expression.
Speaking of puns, what's it called when a word is the same forward as it is backwards?
That's an anagram.
That's not a pun.
Anagram.
Because I just saw one of my best movies of the year that I was trying to tell to Chad about for the longest time.
I saw the movie before you.
Oh yeah, but if I go back and pass, then I really kind of told you about it, and then that way you tell me about it.
So you're applying the movies.
I'm applying it
to reality, and that's why you're a bust.
So it's a movie.
Tenet. Tenet featuring, I want to say Denzel's son, but it's disrespectful.
But his name is John David Washington.
I'm about to check that one out.
Oh, so good. Denzel so trippy. Oh, yeah. So trippy.
It was, you said this earlier, kind of along the lines of...
Inception,
which, mind you, Inception is probably the worst movie to fall asleep in. I did this, and I woke up. Not really knowing
what. You didn't know what? Oh, you fucked up and said,
what the hell is going on? I woke up and the credits were rolling. I'm like, wait, what?
What?
Is this it?
Man, I still to this day don't know if he really woke up or if he was asleep, because I don't know if that thing was spinning the whole time or did it stop.
I don't know, bro.
It's all these movies I haven't seen.
So, Tenet.
I just now watched Annabelle.
I haven't seen Antebellum.
Antebellum, yeah. Antebellum.
That's a scary movie, right?
No, it's not. It's not.
It's like an appropriation.
Yeah.
It's yeah. It's like a I don't know what you're gonna call it. Like a statement kind of movie. You'll watch it, and then with like maybe 15, 20 minutes left, be like, oh snap. That's what was going on?
Right.
Like, mind-blowing, kind of.
Okay.
Definitely, like, where is this going? It's weird. Like, is it going to turn into some monsters? Or,
yeah,
like,
it was
what's
weird.
About to happen? But,
I might need to check that out.
It's really good.
Have you ever seen this movie? It's probably the best movie of all time. It's called The Last Dragon.
Of course.
Yes.
I don't know who hasn't.
Yes.
You haven't seen it?
I want to bow out of this one, guys.
Really? It's my favorite movie of, like, all time.
Like, I don't think I've seen it. I think I've seen scenes.
Scenes, yeah.
Like, I never...
Because some scenes are just so, like, classic.
Yeah, like, they epitomize the greatness of that movie because of that scene.
Those scenes,
Tarantino's good for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. During COVID, I, for the first time, saw...
Pulp Fiction?
No. Wow. I just said brain aneurysm, bro.
You didn't have brain aneurysm. You're not Dr. Dre, so no.
Ooh, bro. Okay.
You did?
Brain fart.
Yeah, okay. Brain fart. Yeah.
We're going to make light of that. I made light of it. Yeah. Okay, my bad. No, what's the... Oh, my gosh, with Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump? You just don't see Forrest Gump.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. It's a good movie, right?
It's a very good movie.
Very good movie.
Very good movie. I enjoyed it. And that's then I turned it to him.
Now you read it like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I think one of the most slept on movies, one of my favorites, I made my family watch it this over the holidays, is a Major Pain.
Oh,
Major Pain is so
classic.
Good, bro. It's
classic.
So freaking, like, I laugh from start to like end. Like, I'm just laughing.
I'm gonna say this. It's probably one of the best movies of the Wayans in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of competition.
Yeah, you got Shaft. You got I'm gonna get you Sucker.
Yeah.
That's a classic. That's definitely
a classic. You got
you gotta consider White Chicks.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
White Chicks was so popular for some reason. It was so popular.
It was two black guys acting like two white girls.
I know, but it was stupid to me. But
same reason why Madea is popular.
No, Madea has a whole different vibe.
I mean, different vibes, but they both got followings. Yeah. Like, I think Madea movies, if they never made another one, I would never lose sleep.
You know what? Go ahead.
Well, I'm a Tyler Perry fan.
Yeah.
Not all the Madea movies. Like, I wouldn't do the Halloween one.
I thought that was funny. I thought that was actually funny.
I didn't watch that one.
I went into it thinking, like, I don't want to watch this. It's going to be dumb. And only because I went into it that way, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I was home.
Yeah.
But I love Tyler Perry's movies. His movies are awesome.
Like, with him and Madea, I forget that it's him.
Really?
Madea? I really forget it. I be like,
she's so huge.
I know, but I know some huge women.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like huge.
I know some huge women. Yeah. I'm a trainer. I bet them all.
Yeah.
I've met them all types, shapes, sizes.
But Tenet was definitely
Tenet was so good, bro. Like, it blew my mind. I had to watch it. I don't know if you guys ever done this. I had to watch a YouTube video breaking down the movie so I could better understand it.
Oh, yeah.
There are some movies you gotta watch a couple times.
I'm sorry. I couldn't even watch the movie again. I watched a YouTube guide, like, break down, okay, this is what's happening in this scene. This is what this meant. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is the red and the blue. And when he went through this room, this is how time...
Yeah.
Inversion happens. I was like, oh.
But yeah. You know, once you see that once, you start to break down movies all the time like that.
Yeah. I can't help but do that. And that's why my wife hates watching movies with me. Because if it's a movie where she just, it's just something to fill time with, I'm critiquing it from the jump. And she's like, can you not watch this with me anymore?
It helps you figure them out better.
So there's a movie, Mother.
Mother.
It's called Mother.
I've heard of it. Watch that.
You want to talk about a movie where you're going to have to read or watch a YouTube clip afterwards explaining it, and then you'll want to watch it again. Mother is that movie.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch Tenet again.
I could see myself wanting to watch that again. Is there a movie that you could watch no matter, you know, it's like, I don't care how many times I've seen it.
Transformers movies. You know those Transformers movies with Shia LaBeouf? With Shia LaBeouf, any of those ones, I can watch those.
I would say the Avengers and the Step Brothers.
Stepbrothers.
I can watch Stepbrothers and laugh every single time.
I like Stepbrothers. The Transformers are cool. Shia LaBeouf. I just saw a Shia LaBeouf movie.
And it was terrible. Dude, Tax Collector?
No.
Peanut Butter Falcon?
Eagle Eye?
Good. That's not the one I saw.
Okay.
I think it's on Amazon.
Honey?
It's something. I'm not even going to think of the. I'm going to tell you the name of the movie.
Well, while Chad's doing that, guys, we have something.
Oh, I got it. Sorry, bro.
Go ahead.
Pieces of a Woman.
Never heard of it.
No. I know. I didn't even know it just came out.
Okay. Is it on Netflix?
Amazon Prime?
I'm going to go with Netflix. Yeah, Netflix. Guys, see, if you like a Shia LaBeouf movie where he plays a screw up.
Yeah. Like, you know, he's such a good actor.
He's so in tune with like his roles and who he is. Yeah. I love him.
I love it.
Pieces of a Woman is a really good movie, though.
Speaking of Pieces of a Woman, let's talk about Pieces of Fashion.
Oh.
You like that? I'm a segue. You see how I do that?
That was a decent segue.
Yeah. That's what I do, baby. I'm getting better at this podcasting thing daily. You hear me? So, guys, I'm very excited about this. We have something coming that's near and dear to me. We're going to call these the Ranch Awards.
Why is it called the Ranch Awards, James?
Because these people be dressing. Mm-hmm. You know? So Chad and I decided to nominate two people, guy and girl, for the Ranch Awards. Mm. Chad, I would like for you to... I just want to get you guys to know. So for me, when I broke down the Ranch Awards, I wanted to break down or select someone that was fashionable in fitness gear, fashionable when they went out, fashionable... in other aspects besides just gym clothes.
They just like embody confidence and swag. They
don't
care. They do what they want. They do what they do.
They do their thing.
So because it would be weird if I just nominated myself, I did pick something.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. But so go ahead.
So why ranch though? Why didn't you, like, there's so many other, I feel like ranch is the blah. It's the like.
But ranch.
It's the white paint when you could have fuchsia.
No, bro. Ranch has all the spices and flavors on it.
Everybody likes ranch.
You dip anything in ranch, and this comes out good.
Why not blue cheese though?
Blue cheese is disgusting.
I don't like blue cheese. I can't be with you on that one.
Yeah. I definitely don't like blue cheese. It's chunky too.
Oh no, girl, that's disgusting. So back to this ranch.
I'll take it.
And plus, my nickname is Ranch. You know, so the award is named after me.
Nicknames aren't self given, bro.
They call me Ranch.
Who's they?
They.
You know who says they? Conspiracy theorists. Always start off a sentence with they. But I'm gonna go into my person.
Yes.
So I'm really excited because this is not just one of my guys, but this dude just doesn't care. He does care, but he doesn't care. So, and he's a follower of ours. We've known him for a minute. I got a shout out my guy Gordon, man.
Gordon.
Yes. Gordon, if you are listening or watching, and he's at Instagram is goodmoney, GUD_money. But he's growing his hair out. I think he just got twisted up.
Gordon is a very fashionable young guy. He is.
He's one of Philly's most eligible bachelors, I think.
Gordon got me hip to one of my favorite drinks of all time, which is the Hendrix of the Saint Germain. Oh man,
tell me the cigar shop that one night. He came through. Gordon has always been a guy that he's chill, man. He's never like riled up. He's, I haven't experienced it. Good dude, man.
Good dude. I really
so
like
Gordon. You are my ranch first ranch award recipient.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah. Applause. Give it up for Gordon. All right. So my ranch award recipient is Lulu Jackson, aka the Sexy Buckeye. Now, the reason why I went with Lulu is because Lulu has a range of style. Also, she has her own fitness gear and apparel. Mm-hmm. And her fitness gear and apparel is not, she has a range with that. She has the sexy stuff for people who want to do sexy stuff. She has the hardcore workout hoodies for if you want to go in the gym and just grind out.
Check her out.
She has that stuff. She also has lingerie. She also does lingerie.
She did the lingerie football league.
Lingerie football league, but she also has lingerie, bro. She has tie dye. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's awesome.
Like the sexy Buckeye. Okay, so matching socks. I think that she kills it. I've seen her dressed up. I've seen her in lingerie. I've seen her in workout gear, and she just kills it every time. You know what I'm saying? Very fashionable, knows her stuff. I think so. She definitely is the Ranch Award recipient of today. So
shameless plug. She was also, she was also a really good sport. She was a good guest on our show until she called my bandana dirty.
Well, she dogged both of us. I don't know why.
Matter of fact,
dogging us.
Give the award to somebody else.
Give it back. People come on our show just dogging us. Now I don't understand what we do to people to make them want to dog us on our own show.
Do you think they smell a little sucker when they see us?
No, I don't think that's what it is.
I think it is a little bit.
I think it's just that we're like everybody's like little brother or something. You know what I'm saying? That's how they like choose. Or big brother or uncle. We kind of got that like family vibe.
Uncle?
So,
yeah.
Definitely family oriented.
You're like old.
Well, I am the oldest person. I'm 36, so.
Oh, you just made it worse. Yeah. Now I'm the oldest.
I'm definitely not the oldest.
Definitely the oldest in here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very so.
I knew, though.
Yeah, I'm super old.
Is that right?
What's super? When do you consider it super?
I'm 41.
41? Oh, yeah, spring chicken.
We know guys that are that age, they tell us every time they're 41.
41. Oh, my God. We have a friend who has who has some muscles, and every day he likes to remind us of how muscular he is at 41. 41.
All right. We got two of them guys.
We know who you are, Cleve.
Alan Cleve. Who is actually going to be on the show next.
Yeah, that should be fun. So congratulations to the Ranch Award winners. We have something for you guys that we're going to present to you guys later. But
Some Hidden Valley.
Some Hidden Valley.
Hey, that's
yo. So listen, Hidden Valley craft. Get on top of this because once these things blow up,
Marzetti.
Once these blow up, you're gonna want to be the sponsor of our Ranch Awards. So
you're gonna be like, you need some salad? We're gonna hook them up with Iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of sponsors, you know Jack Daniels is sponsoring the live portion of my art event.
Yeah, this is big for you, bro. I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah, so guys, tickets sold out. Don't even worry about it. Don't even come. If you didn't buy your tickets a week ago, don't worry about it. But the event sold out. The VIP little portion sold out. So they're gonna sponsor. Thank you. Yes, it's such a blessing. So thank you everybody who bought tickets, who want to come see your boy, come see the art. People are buying art already before we even have the show. So I'm very excited about that.
I was planning on standing outside and scalping.
Scalping tickets or scalping?
So like art? I bought a couple of tickets, not with the anticipation of going, but more so like to hold his leverage. So like the day of, I'm gonna sell them for double, and then what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you a shout out.
Bro.
And then tell you I couldn't make it.
Okay,
I already figured it out.
That's fine. We'll do what you got to do.
I am proud of you, though, bro.
Yeah.
This is your first art and your first live art show.
Live art show,
We're painting you, right? Is that how this goes?
I'm painting I'm doing a demonstration. I'm painting
they did it at the Arnold.
A big Jack Daniels barrel. So I'm going to be teaching different techniques and stuff while I'm painting the barrel.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wish I could see.
Will there be a cracker in it?
Wow. Man, if you get any cornier, bro.
You gotta laugh this part.
Hey, butter is what
he tried. Yeah. He tried.
No, it worked.
On that note, guys, make sure you guys like and subscribe and check us out. Share with your family, share with your friends. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check us out. Butter, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Facebook as Butter Khan, KHAN, or on Instagram at That Girl Butter with an A.
All right. And so you guys can go get tatted up, and she won't hurt you, you know. Only person she made cry was Chad. So
I did not cry.
Good. It's all good.
Hey, but we do want to hear from you guys.
Yes.
So please, you can, even if it's a comment, talking bad about us, we don't care. We want to engage with you.
You know what, though? We do get DMs and messages from people that listen to the show. They'd be like, why would you like that with Chad? Or, I can't believe Chad said this. I'm like, yeah.
And I know you hate the way that people think we are portrayed.
Yeah.
That you're the bully.
Yeah, because I'm really a nice guy. You know? I'm just tired of it.
I mean,
I'm the protagonist here.
Hey, did we tell them our email?
Yes, tfafpod@gmail.com. Again, that's tfafpod@gmail.com. Description will be in the description.
Yeah. Hey, and that I don't know if I gave this shout out. I finally came up with a logo.
Oh, for your Smoking Cycles? Yes. Yeah, Smoking Cycles. It looks dope.
Yes, yeah, thank you, man. So
you should get that tat on you.
Yeah, I might.
Your face? Was it the face?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is kind of like this.
I know, that's why I'm like. He really loves himself.
Really loves himself, clearly.
I don't care about nothing.
Clearly. Well, guys, we love you. Peace. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.